This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, speaking of guys that can run you over, we went over the Falcons injury report a minute ago, and yesterday the did not participate included cornerback D. Alford, cornerback Mike Hughes, and cornerback Antonio Hamilton. I mentioned it's a homecoming for one Falcons player, and I'm talking about safety Justin Simmons. I know that he is beloved out in Denver. I'm sure that, you know, he will get, I'm assuming, what would be a good, ovation when he takes the field. Or when he makes a tackle or whatever else. But I think these safeties play a more important part than we even realized coming to this game because of how thin you now are at corner, where you're probably either way going to get a healthy dose of Clark Phillips, and you move on down the depth chart at other guys that are going to have to step up in those situations. I'm thinking, you know, the Kevin Kings of the world.
Yeah, I think Kevin King's a big one, actually.
I think he'll be a big part of this, and, you just keep going on from there. I don't know how you attack this because it's not like you want Justin Simmons matched up one-on-one with wide receivers, and that's not what you're going to do. You're going to have corners in there. But I think it's just in terms of communications. And we haven't honestly said Justin Simmons' name a ton this year. I know he's had some injury stuff. He's been in and out with Richie Grant a couple of times. But I think this might be the most important game for him. He's familiar with this team. He's familiar, obviously, with that organization. Communication on the back end will be key, and you want to keep Bo Nix under wraps. And I think he actually matches up well in open space, you know, given what Sean Payton might try to do. So I think when you say the name Justin Simmons this weekend, that's one of those players I'll be watching on Sunday.
Well, you got to kind of think, too, are they going to try to run the ball because they know that this is a run defense that's been ran on?
I would assume so.
When I mean run the ball, I don't even mean Bo Nix. I mean Estime, mm-hmm. Aldrick Estime, and you got Javonte Williams, the guy that I thought would be a lot better in the NFL.
He struggles this year, man.
Yeah, and then they also have Jaleel McLaughlin. But so I would think that maybe you play him. You always have to remember when you're talking about this defense, I'm going to do my Brian Kelly where I'm, yeah. Here we are yeah. again. But is that they play everything in front of them. That's the whole goal of this defense, is to play everything in front of them.
Yeah.
So nothing gets behind them. And then
we're sitting here again.
We're here again talking about the run. Sitting here again talking about being last in the league in sacks. But they play everything in front of them. So I would like to see Justin play down in the box a little bit more if you think they're going to try to run with you. And also it would help you with Bo Nix. But when you talk about the coverage part for me, it's one of those situations where it's just like when Kirk Cousins gets sacked. Oh, see? There's Matthews again. There's Caleb yeah. McGarry again. And it's like that guy does his job for 39 times a game. And on the 40th drop back, he gets beat and you're up in arms, right?
Yeah.
And it's the same, but I feel like I've seen it one too many times this year with Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates and then a cornerback and it could be AJ or it could be Mike Hughes, and the three of them are looking at each other and they're discussing what went wrong because it was a miscommunication.
Yeah.
That against a team like this, against a team that's only averaging just a shade under 20 points a game, I can't have those miscommunications that allow them to go above their average, considering that their defense is only giving up, I think, 17 a game.
Yeah, it's something where I'm not worried about coverage as much as I am ability to tackle one-on-one. It's been one of the things that Mike Hughes and all these other guys have been known for this year. That's why you don't give up explosives. That's how your defense is going to attack Denver.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.